Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski, and on today's program, I'm joined by the ladies of the Perry Public Library, Mary Murphy, Missy Von Baron, and Suzanne Kestel. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
October looks like a very, very busy month at the library, so let's just jump right into it. Mary, what do you got going on at the library this month?
Lots of Halloween-y, spooky stuff. Next Friday, we will have Chad Lewis of Unexplained Research come back to the library. Terry Fisk, his partner, has been to the library two times, and this time we'll have Chad Lewis, and he is going to do a program on bizarre burial beliefs and customs. He is a paranormal researcher with more than 18 years of experience and author of the Unexplained Research books. They will be available at the program for you. This program talks about cemetery stuff and bells. I've never heard of cemetery bells, but I'm going to find out about them. So I'm looking forward to this because it's always an interesting program about spooky stuff. And last year we had UFOs, and the year before we had ghost hauntings in Iowa. You know, the house in Villisca is the most famous one, but no, looking forward to that.
All right, then coming up after that is the shredding events. What can you tell me about the shredding event?
Everybody is welcome. It's not only households, but if you're a business and you have some boxes that you want shredded, you're more than welcome. It's 2 hours at the library in the south parking lot from 10 o'clock to noon that day. This is a new shredding company, so I'm not quite sure if we can see everything shredded like we could with the previous shredding company, but we will be watching them as they shred our things. And you don't have to take out the staples. That was the interesting thing, because I know people spend a lot of time taking out staples. The binder clips, please take the binder clips out. But if you have staples, then you don't have to worry about that.
All right. Now, one thing that people, I'm sure, are looking very forward to coming up on the 19th is the Dallas County Reads One book event, because a member of Iowa royalty will be in Perry for that event.
I've heard him call that, and I've just briefly talked to Dan Gable once on the phone, but I'm very anxious to meet him too. So it will be a good time. I've flipped through his book, and we have them at the library if you want them for $10 instead of paying list price at the event. That's my pitch. We have a ticketed event. If you want to get your tickets, it's $12, and that'll get you hors d'oeuvres and coffee or iced tea, a chance to talk with Dan Gable. And then we'll have the free event at 7 o'clock over at the Perry Performing Arts Center. And he will talk to the group for about 45 minutes, a question and answer session, and then he will be signing his books out in the foyer like we've always done. We did this a little different this year because we had a fiction book last month with Donald Harstead, and this month we have a nonfiction book. So the event is evolving.
All right. Well, I'm sure people are very much looking forward to meeting Dan Gable, very popular figure in Iowa's history. Now, coming up just day after that is the book sale.
The Friends of the Perry Public Library have two book sales a year, one in April, one in October. So this is our October one. We will have gently used books that have been donated and also our withdrawn books from the library. And not only books, but we will have DVDs and music CDs also. There might be some other things thrown in there, magazines from the library. So.
All right, and that's one of your primary fundraisers for the year?
Yes, they do very well at this book sale. They have lots of fundraisers throughout the years, and all the funds that they raise go to our programming. They're a big source of our programming money.
All right. Now, a few days after that, lots, like I said, going on in October is, I believe it's the last of the Home Maintenance 101, or maybe
yes,
the second last. It's the last one?
It's the last one. It's the 23rd at 6:30. We will be talking about solar energy. And I just talked to someone this morning who has a local connection, so he might be here. Scott Tim, the ISU Extension's Home Maintenance Specialist, will be here talking about solar and how you can adapt your house to solar energy. And And this gentleman who does that locally may also be there. So you might be able to pick his brain also about how expensive it is right here in Perry.
All right. Now, some last things going on in October. Obviously, at the end of October, we got Halloween. So you got some events going on for that as well, right?
Yes. Suzanne will tell you all about the children's stuff. But we do the Spooktacular together. And the Spooktacular is something at the library. We usually all dress up and we hand out candy. So it's a very staff bonding time.
All right. Anything else that you wanted to mention today, Mary?
I hope people will take advantage of the Shred event. We do this once a year in October. So when I was making up the flyers for the Shred event this year, it was actually the 16th last year. So if you can't take advantage of it this year, just think every October is going to happen at the library. And it's also being sponsored by the City of Perry and the library.
All right, bringing in Young Adults Librarian Misty Von Baron now. You have an event coming up at the end of October that is to deal with the teens in the area.
That is correct. As you know, my summer reading program is always a huge success, and I always end it with an after-hours program. Well, the teens this year said, we have so much fun at these, we want you to do them more than just in the summer. So I thought Halloween weekend would be a perfect time to do it. So on Friday, October 27th, I'm going to have an after hours for teens only. So anybody 6th grade and up through 12th grade, no adults can come. From 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., we're going to have the library locked up and they can come in and they can play the computer. They can play our Wii. They can watch a movie. They can play Nerf Dart War. We're going to have another escape room that they're going to be able to partake in. And then we'll also have food and beverages. And it's just a great time for the teens to come in and have a nice, safe environment where they can just be themselves.
All right. Anything else going on with the teen program that you wanted to mention?
That is all I've got right now.
All right. Let's bring in Suzanne, Miss Suzanne Kestel, the children's librarian. There is actually an event that you have going on that's coming up very, very soon here. That is the Autumn Leaves event.
Yes, we're going to celebrate the changing of the leaves on the trees. So the children always look forward to seeing all those colors because they come into the library and tell me what colors they see, whether it's the yellow, the brown, the orange. So I thought, well, let's just do a party on it. So we will actually be taking a little nature walk and looking for leaves with the trees that are changing. Then I don't know as a kid if you ever did this where you put the leaf under the paper and use the side of the crayon and rub it. So we'll be doing some leaf rubbing. And there's also a craft that they'll do. And we always have a little snack. So this is open to families. It's usually geared towards that kindergarten, first grader, but we have children anywhere from 2 up through 5th grade that come. So everybody's welcome, all families, and it's actually on Tuesday the 10th at 6:30, so we hope that you come to it.
All right, any pre-registration required for that?
No.
Just show up.
Yes.
All right, now one thing that you've had going on, started at the beginning of October and is continue for a while,
yes,
is the costume swap.
Yes, this is our third year to do this. And our first year, you know how always with your first year, starts out kind of slow. Last year we had good turnout, so I decided to go ahead and do it again. It's just a great way for parents to get rid of their costumes. So you bring in your clean costumes. We give you a coupon for each one you bring in. And then starting on the 26th, you get to shop and get another new one for your child. So it's like a cookie exchange, only a costume. So yeah,
absolutely. So the parents are bringing in the costumes now.
Yes.
And then after the 25th, then they can pick up the costumes.
Yes. So okay, feel free to bring them in. We've got a clothes rack, one of those round ones. It's almost full already, but hey, we will not turn down anybody. So if you have one from your attic, Joe, when you were a child, then you are welcome to bring it in.
I think that one might be a little bit dusty. All right. So, Suzanne, anything else that you wanted to mention?
If the children have noticed, our AWE little computer that's, some of them call it the dragon computer because it's in a little dragon holder. It's been down. It broke. So it is back, and we just want to let everybody know it's back. It has lots of different literacy programs on it. There's science and there's math, and it's just fun. The kids love being on it. Has a cute keyboard that's very child friendly, and so it's back, and we just want to make sure everybody knows about it and they come and use it.
All right, great. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Mary Murphy, Misty Von Baron, and Suzanne Kestel. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.